Good morning. A reading from James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17. May God bless this reading. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Amen.
Now, if you do have your Bible there, please do turn back to the end of James chapter 4 as we continue our series in the book of James this morning. We all have plans in life, don't we? And we all make plans in our life. We plan what we have for breakfast. We plan what we have for dinner. We plan our work. We plan about how we're going to decorate our house or how our garden is going to look, for example. We plan holidays and day trips and concerts. We plan time with family and friends or going to the shops. There's so many different things that we plan, and they're all necessary. It is, of course, necessary for us to plan. Of course, if we've learned anything over recent months and weeks, when life has completely changed in such a short period of time, it is that life is unpredictable. For who could have thought a mere few months ago that a small virus could shut down whole nations, whole economies, and bring such loss of life and cause such heartache to many? And especially, I guess, in the Western world, where we're so reliant on medical advances and bullish about being in control of our own destiny, that this has been a bit of a shock. You see, we were perhaps living in the mistaken belief as a society that we are in some measure invincible and untouchable, and epidemics and pandemics of days gone by would not hold up against the medical advances that we have today. We began to believe that we were the architects of our own destiny. But then the coronavirus hit, and suddenly we were brought back to earth with a bang. And we were brought back to the reality that as humanity, we are weak, and we are fragile, and we are helpless. Now, as we think through all of this morning, our passage from the end of James chapter 4 is so relevant to our situation at this time. Now, as we've seen throughout this letter, James is very concerned that Christians live out their faith with integrity, that they show their faith by their actions, that they keep a check on their tongues and what they say, and that they are wise as to how they live out their lives to God's glory. And as Christians now, we ought to be exactly the same, people of integrity and also people of humility. And this is what James is tackling in the short passage that we read through today. Now, note here in this passage that James is not necessarily against making plans in our life. He's not against making plans per se. Neither is he really against making money, and we'll think more about wealth, God willing, next Sunday. But what James is concerned about is presumption and self-confidence. And he gives an example of someone who says, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. And what James is highlighting is the presumption of that position. The presumption that someone makes those kind of plans without any thought of God and without any recognition that we cannot control our circumstances. And actually, we have no idea what will even happen tomorrow. As it says in Proverbs 27 verse 1, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." You see, the fact is that we don't know what tomorrow will bring. How often have we made a plan and things have had to change because of circumstances? These can, of course, be small things. A family barbecue, for example, has had to change because the weather turns out to be wet, for example. Or perhaps there are bigger things. Plans for retirement that completely have to change because of ill health, for example. And of course, maybe we have had big plans for our life. Things we have wanted to do in our life. We always hear about people who've had their lives mapped out in their head. How they've seen it and they want to have a university degree, a successful job, married by 25, children by the age of 30, retired by 55. Now for some people it works out that way. But for most, it doesn't. Because you cannot plan life in that way. And we don't know what tomorrow brings. And to think that we do is actually completely arrogant. It's exalting ourselves rather than exalting God. It's lifting ourselves to a place that we don't deserve, rather than trusting in the Lord. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. That's James's first point. But also, we have to be aware, and this is made clear in this passage today as well, we have to be aware that life is short, and we are not to get above our station. James says we are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. In other words, in the grand scheme of things, we don't last very long. And we know that in practical experience, don't we? Time seems to accelerate as we get older. And even though we are whatever age we are now, it doesn't seem that long since we were 21 or 18 or that long since we were at school. And yet time goes by, doesn't it? We are but a mist in time. We don't last very long. But contrast this with the Lord. The Lord who is there from the beginning, the one who is the beginning, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Do we really think that we know better than him? You see, the Lord knows the beginning from the end. We don't even know what will happen tomorrow. And therefore, some humility is needed, isn't it? Now, if this is the case, we might think to ourselves, is there any point in making any kind of plans at all? But the next couple of verses make it clear as to how we should be making plans. That we ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. In other words, we have to make tentative plans that are subject to the Lord. In other words, we are to pencil things in, rather than to put them in our diaries with permanent ink on presumption that they will definitely happen. In some churches in the Highlands and Islands in particular, but also elsewhere, there is a tradition of an intimation sheet that would have all the information about services and prayer meetings, etc. There was a tradition of putting in those notices, and then at the end of the notices you would put two letters, DV, after the announcements. Now DV stands for Deo Volente in Latin, which means God willing. In other words, plans have been made, but it is God willing. If we are spared that long, and if circumstances don't change, and it's important that we live out life like that. That everything is God willing. And we're not so self-confident and so self-absorbed and believing that we are untouchable, that we don't get ahead of ourselves. You see, we can't be arrogant in that way. And certainly we shouldn't be boastful in that way, as if something is definitely going to happen. Now remember, when we started the book of James, we saw how it didn't really read like a letter, even though it's classed as a letter, it doesn't really read like a letter, and it comes across more as like an essay or a tract. And we also thought about how it was heavily influenced by wisdom literature, like the book of Proverbs, and also it was heavily influenced by Jesus' own teaching in the Gospels. And what we find in this short passage in James chapter 4 is very much a parallel of what Jesus says in his parable in Luke chapter 12, the parable of the rich fool. In that parable, just to remind you, a rich man yields an abundant harvest, and he says to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." So he decides, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain, and I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain, laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God says to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?'" We understand the point of the parable, don't we? The rich fool had made all these plans, thought that where it was going to get him. But he hadn't thought about God at all, only thought about himself. And it's a trap that we are not to fall into. You see, boasting about a future that might not happen seems ridiculous. When there's no recourse to God, when we're not even thinking about God. And in the world that we are living in, it's a really appropriate message, isn't it? To not get ahead of ourselves, to not think too much of ourselves, but to trust that God knows best. To submit ourselves to God and to His will. To make plans in the light of His grace. And to hold on to things lightly here on earth. Now the last thing I want to focus on in the passage today is in the last verse of the passage. In verse 17, where it says, "If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them." Now at first sight, that one verse right at the end of our passage seems slightly unrelated to what's gone on before. What you might notice, however, if you are reading it really closely, is that the tense of the verse changes. So what we have in verses 13 to 16 is second person plural. In verse 17, it's third person singular. And this indicates that James is quoting a proverb. He's already done this in chapter 2, verse 13, and chapter 3, verse 18. And in this verse, James is possibly commenting on Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 and 28, where it says, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it, when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, 'Come back later, I'll give it tomorrow,' when you have it now with you." The making of plans as though the future were certain is a sin, because it is effectively a denial of God. Therefore, we are to do what is right and not to delay about it. Verse 17 speaks of sins of omission, i.e. those things that we ought to do and yet don't do. And James is saying here, if you know the good that you ought to do, then do it. Don't delay, because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. And not to do something that you know you ought to do is sin. You see, so often we think of sin as sins of commission, don't we? Those things that we've done that we ought not to have done. We don't often think of sin as omitting to do the things we should have done. Forgiving a neighbour, reaching out to someone in need, sorting out an area of your life that you know needs sorted out. James is saying, you know what is right, so now do it. So this morning, are we guilty of presumption? Are we guilty of self-confidence before Almighty God? We need to repent of that, to understand we are but a mess, and we are to give glory to God. And today, because we do not know what tomorrow will bring, we need to do the good that God has called us to do. Amen. Shall we just join together in prayer? Let's just pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us this day. And we recognise that there are times in all our lives when we think more highly of ourselves than we ought, where we make plans in our life with no recourse to you, Lord God, not even thinking about you, not even thinking that we don't even know what will be happening tomorrow. Lord God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Help us, Lord God, to submit ourselves to you. Loving Lord God, we also recognise in our lives there are times when we delay doing the good things that we ought to do. Sometimes we think we'll just do it tomorrow or the next day, and yet we never do it. Lord God, we recognise that you are people, that we are people who you have called to serve you and to honour you, to be people who are like Jesus. And Lord God, if there is something in our life that we know that we ought to do, forgiving a neighbour, forgiving a friend or a family member, we pray that we would do it. That we would do it today. That we would not leave it till tomorrow or the next day, because we don't know what will happen in that time. And we don't want to live with those regrets. Lord God, we want to live out a life that is honouring to you, honouring to your name and to your glory and praise. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us, and we ask for your blessing to rest upon us now. For we pray these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Now again, thank you for joining us for our service today. It's been good to have you with us. And please do remember our times of reflection are back this Sunday, tonight. I'm doing this on a Saturday morning. Tonight, our reflection time is back on at 6:50. So please do join us for that if you're able. Church of Scotland is encouraging us to pray along with other denominations 7 o'clock each Sunday evening. So we do a wee time of reflection and then we pray at 7 o'clock. So that's available on Facebook, Twitter and on our website as well. So please do join us for that. Please do remember the other things that you can connect with during the week as well. Remember, we have people that pray, so men and women who pray, on a Tuesday morning from 9:30 until 10:30, with the Wednesday Fellowship from 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and we have our time of Friday Fellowship on Friday mornings from 10 until 12, and please do drop in for that time to be together as well. We're going to close our service this morning, and we're going to sing together. We're going to sing, O Jesus, I Have Promised.